if we were to admit that not every word was true, not every part of the Bible inspired.
Do you think he meant to use the word admit here? Because that is a very telling word choice. If we were to admit, it's not that there aren't untrue parts of the Bible. It's that we can't admit that there are untrue parts of the Bible.
The earliest official gospel, Mark, was written over a generation, 40 years after the alleged death of Jesus, and subsequently it fails the historical test of contemporaneity. The gospels were written by mostly anonymous authors and eventually falsely attributed to authors who did not write them. Nor were these anonymous authors eyewitnesses with two of the gospels. The Gospels contain numerous forgeries, contradictions, and errors. The forgeries, contradictions, and errors I opted to present in this episode stem from the Last Supper. In the Gospel of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, the Last Supper takes place on the first day of Passover.
Now the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare for thee to eat the Passover? And he said, Go into the city to such a man, and say unto him, The Master saith, My time's at hand. I will keep the Passover at thy house with my disciples. And the first day of Unleavened Bread, when they killed the Passover, his disciples said unto him, Where wilt thou that we go and prepare, that thou mayest eat the Passover? And he sendeth forth two of his disciples, and saith unto them, Go ye into the city, and there shall meet you a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go and prepare us the Passover, that we may eat. And they said unto him, Where wilt thou that we prepare? And he said unto them, Behold, when ye are entered into the city, there shall a man meet you bearing a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. And ye shall say unto the goodman of the house, The Master saith unto thee, Where is the guest chamber where I shall eat the Passover with my disciples?
According to the Gospel of John, the Last Supper takes place the day before the crucifixion of Jesus, and he is crucified on the day of Passover.
And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But they cried out, Away with him, away with him, crucify him. Pilate saith unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. Then delivered he him therefore unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, the Apostle Paul says the following,
For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me.
Paul explicitly states that he obtained the instructions directly from Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, Paul is not the arbiter of the Last Supper. However, the concept was plagiarized by Paul from Mithraism. Mithraism was a rival religion that conflicted with Christianity, which lasted up until Emperor Constantine's Council of Nicaea in 325 AD. It was a communion-like ritual wherein followers had to drink the blood and eat the body of Mithra to ascertain salvation. Mithraism dates back to around the 1st century, and according to the historian Plutarch, in 67 BCE, the pirates of Cilicia, a province on the southeastern coast of Asia Minor, were practicing secret rites of Mithras. Four Gospels were not selected as Orthodox scripture until approximately 180 CE. Of the 662 verses in the Gospel of Matthew, 612 were plagiarized from the Gospel of Mark. Almost all of the mythologies and moral philosophies attributed to Jesus can be found in earlier mythologies and philosophies held by people that were proximate to the lands in which the Gospels first arose. For example, the Golden Rule, or Law of Reciprocity, dates as far back as 1650 BCE in ancient Egypt by a goddess named Maat. I quote her of the following, Now this is the command. Do to the doer to make him do. In ancient China, the law of reciprocity can be found in Taoism and Confucianism as the following. Never impose on others what you would not choose for yourself. in the Hindu Mahabharata. By making dharma, meaning right conduct, your main focus, treat others as you treat yourself. In ancient Greece, do not do to others that which angers you when they do it to you. Avoid doing what you would blame others for doing. In Zoroastrianism, the nature alone is good which refrains from doing to another whatsoever is not good for itself. And finally, in the Bible, the golden rule can be found in the Old and New Testaments.
Thou shalt not avenge, nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people. But thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets.
Christianity only rose to power due to its blatant disregard for its own scripture, meaning it aligned itself with a psychotic pagan emperor Constantine, who boiled his wife in a hot tub, murdered his own son and executed his co-emperor, and even merely used Christianity to solidify his political ambitions, evidenced by the fact that he continued to practice his pagan faith and mint his coins with Mithras long after his alleged conversion. The denomination of Christians that aligned himself with Constantine became known as the Catholic Universal Church, and her chief historian, Eusebius, rewrote Christian history to present a false picture that favored his sect and made it look as if his group's theology, found in the four official gospels, were always the dominant and original form, when such was not the case. 4th century through the 19th century, Christianity has been a violent religion. For example, the Spanish Inquisition and the Holy Crusades, which, like a deadly virus, has taken over its hosts and killed in order to spread.